Blackstone Audio presents Silence for the Dead by Simone Sagan. This book is read by Mary Jane Wells. For Adam, again and always. Part 1. Angel of Mercy. Selfishness is preeminently a defect which disqualifies a woman from the nursing profession. Eva Lux, Matron of London Hospital, 1880 to 1919. Chapter 1. England, 1919. Porter's house emerged from the fog as we approached, showing itself slowly as a long, low shadow. I leaned my temple against the window of the motor car and tried to make it out in the fading light. The driver watched me crane my neck.
"That's it for certain," he said.
"No chance of confusion. There's nothing else around here."
I continued to stare. I could barely see cornices now, the slender flutes of Grecian columns just visible in the gloom. A wide, cool portico, and behind it, ivy climbing walls of pale Georgian stone. The edges faded in the mist, as if an artist's thumb had blurred them.
"A good spot, it is," the driver went on.
My silence seemed to make him uncomfortable, had done so for miles.
"That is for what they use it for. I wouldn't live here myself."
He adjusted the cap on his salt-and-pepper head, then stroked a thorny finger through his beard.
"Table's low here, so it gets wet. These fogs come off the water. It all ices over terrible in winter."
I pulled away from the window and tilted my head back against the seat, watching through the front windscreen as the house came closer. We jolted over the long, muddy drive.
"Then why," I asked, "is it a good spot?"
He paused in surprise. I tried to remember when I'd spoken last since I'd heard...